Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
For anybody that has watched Dylan Gabriel for any amount of time, the sailing passes beyond 10 yards has been kind of been his shtick. And so it's so funny. Yeah. You know, people have one of the things we're going to ask is, did Dylan Gabriel surprise you yesterday? And I was surprised that people were surprised, because to me, like, the vanilla offense, what they asked to do with Dylan, like, the game plan you saw yesterday is mostly what you should be doing with Dylan Gabriel, and him sailing passes on longer than 10-yard passes is part and parcel with what you get with Dylan, and why I thought he was more of a backup than a starting NFL quarterback.
Well, and why, to your credit, you told everyone with the Joe Flacco design that it's like, this is clearly made for Dylan Gabriel. And you're watching everything that Joe Flacco was trying to do, you saw then Dylan Gabriel try to do, obviously minus then the one or two big throws.
And I think that's what maybe, I think if you want to be truly outraged about Kevin Stefanski, I think the idea that they clearly have developed this offense for Dylan, and they probably shortchanged Joe to some level with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Dylan got in, like, again, fine, quality, adequate. But surprise? No, he looked like a functional quarterback yesterday. And functional, I'm talking about, like, at best, a system quarterback. I think he can get better at some things. I'm sure that we didn't see peak Dylan Gabriel yesterday. But there was nothing about a good or bad that Dylan did yesterday that surprised me. I think that is the aggregate of what I expect from Dylan Gabriel. If we average out what I expect him to do over the next 7 to 8 weeks, that's it. So the situation around him has to get better.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately for Dylan Gabriel, we all watched him play 63 starts in college, and it's like, this was nothing new happened. We've all seen him play football. Now, the only thing I did forget momentarily, and it kept popping up in that game, was how mobile he is. Yeah. But I think that's just because we just saw Joe Flacco be a statue back there, and so anybody doing any sort of movement trying to escape a pocket and get away was always going
to
surprise us.
I tried like 7 times yesterday to compose a tweet trying to decipher the difference between Dylan having mobility and people referring to him as a mobile quarterback because of what you just said. I'm like, I can't give him, he's a mobile quarterback. Mobile quarterback to me is a guy who can do what Lamar can do. As a matter of fact, the 3rd and 10 where he picked up 8.
Yeah.
So that's a quarterback who can move. That's not a mobile quarterback. A mobile quarterback gets a 1st down on 3rd and 10.
Right, but we went from a statue. We went from a guy wearing cinder blocks on his feet to then having somebody that's like, oh, wait, they can't escape it. Even though when he got those piles on him, though, have you ever seen a quarterback just disappear quicker? You're trying to watch the game, and you're trying to like follow the quarterback, and then the swarm would happen, and you lose him because he's so tiny.
I would love.
No, I don't even mean that in like a mocking way. It's just true.
I would love to see him and Kyler Murray stand. We just have a short king off.
Oh yeah, both of them do run, by the way, the same way, where they run like a toddler that just stole their parents' iPhone.
I was thinking bow legged. We're like they like, but we're describing the same thing.
Yeah. They just have all their energy. They're very top heavy. Have all their energy into it though, and
I can't remember
quick sudden bursts.
I cannot remember what old baseball player used to do the mocking old timey run to first base. I cannot remember who it was. It was a dude that played in the '80s or nineties, and he didn't do it in a game, but he would do it in like practice.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Costner did it in Bull Durham. Okay. When they're playing the rain out game, when they're trying to get the game rained out, and he does the running thing.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of like, I know you're athletic. I'm watching you. You are athletic, but that's how I should look running, of just like, there's a lot of pieces and parts, and none of them are firing in the right direction here.
But it was a nice surprise. That part was a nice surprise. Outside of that, I don't know any fan that could walk away thinking generational or franchise or anything like that. Now, it's tough. This is game. It's game one.
Yep.
Like, everyone gives Cam Ward such a break for the struggles early on, and you should. Cam Ward's played five career games. You know, it's how this works for everybody. But when you're taken in the spot that Dylan is, and then Shore's going to have the same thing too, you just need to deliver right away. And it's unfair, but it's what the expectation
so
is.
So I'm glad you said that, because that was something I do think, as somebody who's called him Timu Tua, that I have to be able to put out
it's
there.
It's much harder to say than
it
welfare
is.
Tua.
It is, but that's what I like a challenge. I do like a challenge.
Okay.
Why I'm doing that on a Monday? No real idea.
It just doesn't roll off the tongue.
But I do, like, I think it is important to say, okay, that's game one. What's game two look like? And what does game three look like? Like, the one thing I will say is the test that he passed was, all right, I didn't turn off the TV because I couldn't watch you play. We were there with Joe at the end.
Yeah, okay.
Where it was like, I can't watch this. This is pissing me off. This is not where we were with Dylan, but there does have to be some forward progression. It's not always going to be linear, but over 5 weeks.
Okay, the disheartening part about this, Nick, is that, and you know this, and I know this, and people listening right now know this, that's what we're getting.
Yeah.
Like, there's
some iteration of that.
So I mentioned Cam Ward, right? The idea why the Titans can be cool with him kind of stinking for a little stretch here is because every now and again, he's going to make a throw like he did in yesterday's game, and you're going to see something where you're like, oh, that's cool. Bottle that up, and we got something here, and we can go with this. Whereas with Dylan, what you saw yesterday is what you're going to get, and it's going to be a bunch of short passes. Every week, we're going to talk about it being the lowest ADOT, average depth of target, in the entire NFL. We're talking about his yards per attempt being the lowest in the NFL. Every week, we're going to get the same story, and it's going to be dink and dunk, and then when we do watch him try to, you know, stretch the field and throw it deep, it's going to be airmailed.
And here's the thing. When it comes to Cam Ward, you can apply a lot of nuance to that game because the physical talents aren't in doubt. With Dylan, and again, because of the timeline and because of the physical talents, it's going to be make me a bicycle clown.
For sure.
It's going to be, did you break 20 points per game? Did we have three touchdown drives
right now, 20
in a game?
Might, 20 might feel like 40 for a fan base right now.
That's, by the way, our buddy Dave Denholm exactly used that exact same thing to him when I was like, yeah, offense looked decent. And he's like, they scored a touchdown. And I was like, okay, 10 points. If they get to 20, that's going to feel like Mahomes just dropped 40 on somebody. I'm so glad you said that, because it was the exact same thing I sent back to Dave.
I think we had that with the, it was one of the, I think it was the Bengals game. I remember us talking after in week two, and it was like, he was like, yeah, but the offense did. And it was like, they still ended up only scoring 16 points. You know, like, it's just how our minds have been warped a little bit, because now what are we on? 10 straight games where Stefanski hasn't scored more than 17?
Well, remember, none of that is Kevin Stefanski's fault.
Yeah, 10 straight dating back to last season, which is just a wild thing to even think about happening.
So we asked earlier, you know, if fans turned on Stefanski. I do think it's like, are we finally ready to admit this isn't just about personnel? Because I think it's been really hard in this town to have a genuine conversation about Kevin and what he does well and what he doesn't. I mentioned earlier, like, okay, not leadership, not communication, team penalized a lot. The offense, I can't hold to a high standard of scoring 27 points a game. Like, what can I grade this guy on? Mm-hmm. And every time it's two-time coach of the year. Every time it's, well, no, but that's Jimmy Haslam. Every time there's been some sort of an excuse, if nothing else. Again, I'm not ready to say fire Kevin Stefanski. I'm a little worried that that's the kind of loss that you lose the locker room on, and then you'll have no choice. But I'm not there yet. It's impossibly early for me, who expected them to be bad, to come out and say, oh, he's got to go. Nope, that was a bad loss. That one's on Kevin. But I'm not going to the extremes yet. But I do hope that at least we can start having a genuine conversation of this isn't good enough. And I've said normalize a bad offense. You just kind of hinted at it there. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. He doesn't have a lot of talent around him. And yet, that hasn't stopped a Minnesota team that is on their, fifth different quarterback in 3 years? And let's see, they had five missing offensive linemen, only one starter in, and on their third string offensive lineman.
And then went 80 yards down the field.
And by the way, Justin Jefferson, okay. Justin Jefferson also had some moments where he got deep.
You're seeing this everywhere, Nick.
Yes.
You're seeing this everywhere. We brought up your buddy McCorkle, Mac Jones, for a reason. Like, you're seeing this everywhere in the NFL. Like, they're making these guys 350-yard games, three-touchdown games, scoring a bunch of points. And it's like, you just don't... How are you an offensive-minded head coach, and that's supposed to be what you do best, and you've gone 10 straight games without scoring 17 points?
And so that, to me, is... So what I just said about Dylan is the same thing I'm saying about Kevin. Make me a bicycle clown. Okay? I don't give a rip about the context here. Penalties? That's not a... Okay, for KT Leviston, it is about talent. But when it comes to stupid penalties, of which there were too many yesterday...
Shelby Harris?
That's coaching.
Yeah.
Shelby.
What are you doing there?
He giveth and taketh away.
What are you doing, man?
Like, we get the Green Bay block, and then... I'm not going
to
sidebar with
him. It felt like he had one to waste. He's like, I can do one big just misstep.
He's like,
I built up enough goodwill.
So what you're saying is, if Dwayne Rudd had just made like an exceptional game-winning play a game before, doing the helmet off, Dwayne Rudd would have stayed in Cleveland.
I feel like, for Shelby Harris, that's his thought process there. It's like, I can get away with this one.
216-474-0092. Is it okay to finally grade Kevin Stefanski off the offense? Or do we still have to fall back on he doesn't have enough talent?
You know that's going to be the narrative.
I don't think that. I disagree.
Not here. Okay. I need to make the clarification. I meant more like when we have Ross on, when we have Albert on, when we have people that want to defend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Stefanski. That's what they're going to go with. They're going to ask us point blank. Well, how many wins do you think Andy Reid could have with this team? That's the line they're going to use. How many could Shanahan have with this team? And it's going to miss a lot of the context that we've been discussing around with Stefanski.
Can I fire back that I think Vrabel would have this team at 3-2, or is that just going to hurt us worse because we know it's true?
Please get it ready, because that's what's coming. That's the response coming from those guys when we have this Stefanski conversation.
I just don't. And trying to win the war about Kevin Stefanski, I don't want to deflate Browns fans any more than it already feels like we're deflated. Chris in Chicago, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Nick, thanks for taking my thunder. You probably saw Chris wanted Vrabel.
Nick can't see right now, Chris.
I have paint in my eyes from painting yesterday.
Things, I promise you, he didn't see what you had to say.
I can barely see Jack's across the way, so I am struggling.
Can't see the screener now either. We both have problems today.
It's probably also the 75 lights we have in our face.
I think that might be the real issue.
Oh, that's right, because you guys are live or whatever.
Chris.
Or whatever.
Live on YouTube every weekday going forward. Today's the first day. We brushed that under the carpet there 2 days from now. Not today, sir.
So I'm not a good pitch man, apparently. But anyway.
Depends what you're pitching.
Neither's Kevin Stefanski, for being honest.
Well, I don't know what Vrabel's kind of internship that he did last year in Berea. I was very sad when I think he was going to take that New England job, you know, regardless. But I was sad when he left, knowing who we had still as a coach. And you can't really put the two names in the same sentence. It's just I am not a Stefanski guy. I'm happy to see him go. And it's just. You just knew the season was going to be a disaster, but you were hoping that it wouldn't be, and it already is. So, and Barry can go too. Not a fan of either guy.
I think Barry is going to be a lot tougher to do that with.
I think
Chris,
Barry's earning a lot
you.
Of good graces for people right now.
I mean, what was one of the things? I mean, Albert, one of the number one things he tweeted about yesterday was how great the rookie class was. And we're talking Quinshon, Schlesinger, Mason Graham, like it. As a bad, okay.
I almost quote tweeted the photo of him and Barry hanging out together at the shoe, but that's
this was always going to be the conversation of, can one of these guys get the drop on the other, right? Because this is how the NFL works.
Yeah, but I thought they were Bert and Ernie. I thought they were tied to the hip, but Barry's separating himself now.
Yeah, but that's they are until they aren't. Because we know how the NFL works.
We might be getting to the aren't part of this.
But, well, I still think there's time. There's time to keep the band together.
Okay.
But if you end up 1-9, and I'm trying to think, I think that's right around the Tennessee game. I mean, if you're 1-9 and you have a Tennessee, yeah.
Timing's everything in life, right?
Yes.
And the timing right now favors Barry because it's the only time in Barry's time being here that we can say, whoa, look at the drafting that he's done.
You can look, okay, in fairness, you could fire Barry for any myriad of things he did the first 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be woeful timing because of Schlesinger, Graham, Fannin, Quinshon. Hey, Dylan might be a backup quarterback. But for this draft class in general has so much talent. It would just, that really would be like a, okay, what are we doing here? Whereas with Stefanski, well, now you are 4-18 in your last, math is hard. 4-18. 22 games. Thank you very much. And you've got two winning seasons and one playoff win in six seasons.
So, but an important distinction there that I just want to highlight is the idea that with Stefanski, part of the problem I have with Kevin right now, he's not getting any better at this. He's getting worse at this. You're supposed to be getting better. The more years you do anything, you're supposed to be getting better. He seems like he's getting worse. Whereas, at least with Andrew Berry, I can point to the idea that it looks like he's learned lessons and he is getting better at being able to evaluate the talent and being able to actually draft talent. And so that's a feather in his cap.
Yeah, I mean, if they liked Andrew already and they didn't fire him last year, and then the recency bias favors him, you don't have to do math like I just tried to do with 4+18.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.